This is Raihana's second question. She says in Surah Sajda, verse 9 and 10, talks about the creation of the earth in 2 or 4 or 6. She wants some clarification.
I believe that this is not in Surah Sajda, but rather in Surah Fussilat.
Okay.
And Allah the Almighty is telling us that He created the heavens and the earth and gave them their provision in 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of scholars interpreted this and tried to say why, as long as Allah Azza wa Jalla can say to things, be and they are.
Mm-hmm.
It can immediately happen. First of all, this is Allah. He's not one of us. So we don't question His deeds.
Yes.
We know that He is capable of everything. We know that He created the heavens and the earth alone. And He did not have anyone with Him, and He does not need anyone with Him. He does not have anyone to help Him. And He doesn't need anything. But why then? Well, scholars gave a lot of interpretations. Some said that because He wanted to perfect these heavens and the earths while the angels were looking, and they would appreciate and realize the value of time in doing this perfection. And other scholars gave different opinions so that Allah Azza wa Jal would show the humans who would come that this takes time if you want to perfect this. But all of these are allegations.
Yes.
They don't have any proof. Why was it done in this fashion? Allah knows best. We know that Allah is capable of doing it in less than a flash time.
Mm-hmm.
That takes lightning to travel.
Yes.
In a fraction of a second, that's even too long.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Allah is capable of doing this, but Allah has His wisdom, and Allah has His power, and we believe in that, and we have no right to question Allah's rulings over this issue.
Okay.